The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, the benchmark cost of U.S. debt, hit a record low this morning. It's now at about 1.6%.
Josh Brown is Vice President of Fusion Analytics here in New York. He joins me now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
So, Josh, why are U.S. bonds hitting a record low right now?
You know, this is the same risk-off trade that's occurring around the world. And in theory, at least, U.S. Treasuries, specifically of the 10-year variety and shorter, are essentially the risk-off trade. That's the place to be if you're worried about asset prices, stock markets, commodities, et cetera, continuing to sell off.
Now, we're seeing the opposite situation in Europe this morning. We got word that Spain's borrowing costs have hit a high for the year, 6.5%, that compared to our 1.6%. Borrowing costs are rising in Italy, too. What does that mean for Europe?
Well, it's certainly not welcome news. You know, the Europeans, I suppose, think that they have an infinite amount of time to have these fantastical summits and debates. But truthfully, what's been happening for the past 2 years is starting to speed up again. We had a little bit of a respite, but now the game from last fall is back on. Headlines, rumors, comments from various ministers of all sorts of acronyms. And the market is basically saying, we don't believe that Spain has a credible solution, number one, and number two, their arms around just how big this problem is.
How serious is the situation in Spain? Is this like the next Greece?
Well, it's being treated like it's the next Greece. It's a very different country and situation than Greece. But the similarity that both have, obviously, is an unsustainable debt level, banks that have way too much in terms of liabilities. And, you know, once again, like Greece, there really isn't any realistic plan other than pounding their table, demanding that the rest of Europe do something about it.
Josh Brown with Fusion Analytics. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.